Live. Hot FM. Hot FM.
Fruity comes in six different flavors. Fruity Original, Fruity Guava, Fruity Mango, Fruity Pineapple, Fruity Apple, and Fruity Granadilla. Fruity is so nice. Fruity OJ all the way. Fruity, a quality product from Californian Beverages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
Apply, renew, and track your radiation license online with ease through the new Radiation Protection Authority e-licensing platform. Fast, simple, and secure. Stay compliant while protecting workers, the public, and the environment from harmful effects of ionizing radiation. Visit us at Exploration House, Government Road, Lusaka, or rpa.gov.zm. Call us on 0956-319-080. Email radiation@rpa.gov.zm. Radiation Protection Authority, a credible regulator ensuring a radiation-safe environment and proud sponsor of the Hot FM News Bulletin.
The Hot FM Main News.
Top stories at 12 hours. President Hichilema launches Africa Water Vision 2063 at AU Summit. UPPZ questions removal of security checkpoints. And Bondi Beach shooting accused faces court for the first time.
The Hot FM News with Monique Matipa.
Good afternoon. Here's the news in detail. President Hakainde Hichilema has launched the Africa Water Vision 2063 and policy, calling on every leader, partner, and citizen of the continent to embrace the initiative. Speaking during the launch in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, during a high-level meeting on the sidelines of the AU summit, in a speech read on his behalf by Water Development and Sanitation Minister Collins Nzovu, President Hichilema said the Africa Water Vision 2063 and policy serves as a common position that integrates water into the African peace and security architecture. The president said this is aimed at ensuring shared river basins remain engines of regional integration rather than sources of conflict. The head of state has described water as Africa's most vital strategic resource that sustains its people, the energy that powers its industries, and the common thread that binds nations together, warning that it faces an existential threat. President Hichilema said the launch of the vision also highlights the cost of inaction, noting that the continent faces an annual investment gap of about $30 billion to achieve its water and sanitation goals.
The Africa Water Vision 2063 and policy serves as our common position, integrating water into the African peace and security architecture to ensure that our shared basins remain engines of regional integration rather than sources of conflict. As we launch this vision, we must also confront the cost of inaction. We face an annual investment gap of $30 billion to achieve our water and sanitation goals. Today, we unveil the Africa Water Investment Outlook Report, which provides the framework to mobilize the public and private capital necessary to turn water into an engine of inclusive growth.
The opposition United Prosperous and Peaceful Zambia has questioned the removal of checkpoints across the country without a proper explanation. Party President Charles Chanda says at a time when the army is working to curb illegal migration in areas such as the northwestern province, it is unclear why another wing of the government is removing checkpoints. Mr. Chanda adds that any changes to security measures should be accompanied by a clear plan. He has stressed that transparency is crucial and that the public deserves a full explanation.
Removing checkpoints is creating a lot of suspicion. We have checkpoints, especially in Northwestern province, that are being manned by our army, which is recommendable. They are doing a great work to ensure that illegal mining is not entertained. At a time when we have brought in the army, and then we now decide to remove checkpoints that are manned by our men in uniform, the Zambia Police, or the Traffic Department, is something that needs proper explanation from the Minister of Home Affairs.
And now, in an item just received, the Lusaka High Court has adjourned to February 25th, 2026, the judgment involving a 52-year-old woman of Lusaka who was allegedly found with her husband's skeleton remains in her matrimonial bedroom 2 years after he died. When the matter came up for judgment, Judge Anna Onoju informed the court that she was not ready to deliver the judgment and adjourned it. In this case, Sylvia Mutava pleaded not guilty to one count of manslaughter. She was jointly charged with her children, Wendy Kalava, aged 27, Sandra Kalava, 22, Natasha Kalava, 19, and her friend, Preteria Musela, who were sentenced to 1 month for failure to give a notice of death. In January 2024, Ms. Mutava, along with her children, were apprehended after it was discovered that the skeleton in the house were remains of her husband, George Kalava. It is alleged that Ms. Mutava, on the date unknown, but between July 1st, 2023 and January 14th, 2025, in Lusaka, caused the death of Mr. Kalava. Government says growth in the manufacturing sector has significantly contributed to the stability and strengthening of the kwacha against the US dollar. In an interview, Commerce, Trade and Industry Minister Chipoka Mlenga said the expansion of the sector has broadened the country's manufacturing base and boosted exports, leading to increased foreign exchange earnings. Mr. Mlenga has noted that value addition activities within the sector continue to benefit the country through higher revenue generation. He has further disclosed that the sector has created more than 65,000 jobs over the past 3 years, describing this as critical to expanding economic activity and employment opportunities nationwide.
Ultimately, in the private sector job creation from the manufacturing sector alone, we have created more than 60,000 jobs in the last 3 years. We are going to over 70,000 jobs created in the private sector, in the manufacturing sector. United Auto Supplies alone has created more than 10,000 jobs. This is before we even talk about the mining sector. So we are very much on same ground. Anything we produce, we must give it value. And that is how we grow our economy. It's not accidental that you see the kwacha is getting stronger. Because now we are manufacturing and we are exporting and we are getting forex. That's not accidental because the manufacturing base has increased.
The Council of Non-Governmental Organizations has expressed concern over delays in enacting the proposed NGO bill, which is intended to replace the NGO Act of 2009. In an interview, Council Chairperson Dr. Roy Mwilu said the delay is worrying as it continues to affect the operations of NGOs in the country. Dr. Mwilu has noted that replacing the 2009 Act would address its shortcomings and create a more conducive environment for the sector. He has added that the new law would provide clear guidance on the operations of NGOs and how they can effectively carry out their mandate.
The challenge from the Council of NGOs side has been the delayed review and the replacement of the 2009 NGO Act. We have now the NGO Bill.